Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to find ways to put yourself at ease about picking up the phone. Email can be easy to misinterpret, and work often goes better when we engage in real-time conversation. But a lot of people feel anxious about calling people. I want to help you get over that. There are a lot of things you can do to get more comfortable with dialing. For starters, if you feel shy about calling someone without a scheduled appointment, try sending an email an hour or so before saying that you'll be calling and identifying the reason. That way, you know they probably won't be surprised when they pick up the phone, so you'll feel less awkward. "Hi, Sally," you might write. "Thanks for sending these documents. I have a couple of questions about the program participant section, so I'll give you a call this afternoon." Or, "Good morning, Marcos. I'm preparing for the Williams pitch, and I'd love to get your feedback on an idea. I'll give you a call later this morning." It's a lot less intimidating to call someone who is expecting you. And a bonus, if you have a tendency to delay making calls that you're nervous about, by sending the email, you have made a commitment, so you're less likely to put it off. Notice that in those examples of emails, you did not ask whether it would be okay to call. Asking if it's okay just generates more email back and forths, unnecessarily. Of course it is okay to call a colleague, unless you've gotten some really clear indication otherwise. And if a colleague tells you not to call, well, that is a little strange. You also did not suggest a specific time. You are not scheduling a call. You're simply letting them know you'll call. That gives you both flexibility. If they're available, great. If not, no big deal. You'll just call back another time or ask them to give you a call. When you do get around to making the call, it can be helpful to have a conversation starter ready. People are busy and this isn't a social call. You are at work, so you don't need to engage in a lengthy interview. But knowing that you're calling an avid gardener, so it might be good to ask about the tomato crop, can go a long way toward making the first few seconds less awkward. And finally, smile. Salespeople have long been told to smile and dial, with the understanding that feeling upbeat and cheerful increases the chances of a good conversation. It doesn't matter that the other person can't actually see your smile. You'll feel better. And that's really most of the battle. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.